The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Kind viewers, welcome to another episode of Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. Today's program features Sean Monson, a vegan or follower of an animal-free diet, who wrote, produced, and directed Earthlings, an award-winning 2005 documentary on animal suffering. The film was narrated by U.S. actor Joaquin Phoenix, vegan star of the Oscar-winning film Walk the Line. Earthlings has earned the nickname The Vegan Maker because many of its viewers subsequently become vegans. The film contains undercover footage of the tragic lives of defenseless, innocent, sentient beings who are savagely mistreated and killed for food, clothing, pets, entertainment, and use in so-called scientific experiments. Earthlings has received numerous honors, including the Prague Award given by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, a U.S.-based animal welfare organization, and the Best Documentary Award in the Animal Advocacy category at the International Artivist Film Festival, an event held annually in California, USA. Mr. Monson describes how he became interested in protecting animals.
It could be a caterpillar, it could be insects, it could be any species that seemed stricken, you know, or needful. I seemed to be preoccupied and concerned for its well-being, so I suppose it started like that for whatever reason. And it led to making a public service announcement about dogs and cats spaying and neutering. And the footage that I shot for a public service announcement is essentially in Earthlings, it's in part one of it. And I thought, well, I'll just do a public service announcement to raise awareness about, because in America we euthanize about 30,000 dogs and cats a day. It's an astronomical number if you think about it, 30,000 a day.
During the filming of these public service announcements at animal shelters, Sean Monson was inspired to make a documentary on the global state of animal welfare.
One of the ACOs, that's an animal control officer, one day took me into this room, and there were all these dead animals in there. There was roadkill in there. There were animals people had euthanized in there, and so on. And that image of the refrigerator with the animals in it made me think of meat. It was the refrigerator, I think, that did it. Even though there was no cows or chickens or pigs, you know, it was dogs and cats. And you know, I would lay in bed at night and I started thinking about this, and I thought, this is more than just, this problem is a bit bigger. And so what started as a public service announcement gradually expanded into a feature film that covered what I thought of the five major areas that address animal suffering, and that's kind of the origins of the film.
The director next discusses the making of Earthlings.
I had to go to other sources because you couldn't go in and just document. In all those areas, I mean, the pet stuff I shot, a lot of it myself, but most of it myself, but the food, the clothing, the entertainment, the medical research, those four big areas where they're using animals, whether they're testing on animals, whether they're training animals for the circus, whether they're slaughtering animals, whether they're wearing animals, you cannot get a camera in there to film. So I turned to several animal welfare organizations. There's a number of worthy organizations, and they began to provide footage. And I'd say, well, I'm looking for something like this, and I didn't want to choose isolated cases, because I didn't want it to be a shock film. Some people said, oh, is this like a shock film with all these horrible images? And I always say what's so shocking about the film is that this is the day-to-day. These are the day-to-day practices. That's what's shocking about it.
Mr. Monson has been greatly heartened by viewers' responses to the film.
I said, you know, if one person sees this and is affected by it, it'll have been worth it. It took 5 years to make it. I came to peace with that. And now we get these emails almost daily, in modesty here, but that people are affected by it in some way. I mean, we see people, for instance, who watch the film and they just go clean their fridge out instantly right after. Now, when I embarked on this, it wasn't, I'm gonna turn people into vegan. I mean, I never thought like that. I just thought, what are the five biggest areas I can think that people use animals? And that's how it was made. But people latch onto that one a lot because they eat every day.
Here are two students who recently watched a screening of Earthlings at Chaffee College in California, USA, with a message for the director.
Keep doing what you're doing, because I think people are becoming more conscious and more self-aware of what they're eating.
I just want to say thank you so much for doing this, because it's opened the eyes of a lot of people, and definitely me. And I just really hope you can get it out on public television and things like that, and just get it on DVD to people, and it's more worldwide so people can open their eyes.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back with more from Earthlings director Sean Monson on the celebrities who assisted him in producing this important documentary.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. We are speaking with accomplished U.S. film director Sean Monson, a vegan, regarding the making of Earthlings, a feature-length documentary that illustrates humanity's horrific, violent, and systematic mistreatment of animals. To inform a wider audience about the immediate need to end animal suffering, Mr. Monson recruited the talents of kind, caring celebrities, such as vegan Hollywood actor Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, who narrates the film, did such a marvelous job, because we recorded this over four different times. We recorded narration together in different places, because he was doing films. It was after he'd done Gladiator, that project, and then all the way up to another film. He did a film with Mel Gibson called Signs at one point. We were in Philadelphia, and we recorded a little bit during that, and he was doing Walk the Line later, and we did that. In fact, we had a hard time mixing the film, because it was different sounds in different hotels, recording little fragments here and there. But he read it with a very calm voice. He read it in a very gentle way, and I think that was effective, because the images could speak for themselves, and then it could just be the information coming in. And I think a bit of the prose helps to make it stick a little bit longer. It helps you to change.
Film star Woody Harrelson, musician Moby, actor-musician Persia White, and actress Maggie Q, all of whom are vegans from the U.S., participated in producing Earthlings.
Persia, for instance, had a TV show called Girlfriends that she's on for about 8 years, and had been an activist and a board member of the Humane Society and others. So I met her. She lives in the same town. We met each other at an event somewhere. And she came on board as a co-producer and helped with some distribution through television contacts she had. Maggie Q, who is an actress, you know, well-known overseas and more here in America as well, also vegan, huge animal activist, and she'd heard about it and seen it somewhere and contacted me. And Woody Harrelson was involved to a degree. Woody is a big animal person, and his brother Brett was actually one of our producers of the film, and that's how I met Woody. And then Moby was great. You know, I had a different soundtrack originally, a classical soundtrack that we couldn't get the clearances for. We tried. I mean, they wouldn't let us use the music for it, which was really discouraging. I was attached to it. And then someone said, well, Moby is a vegan, and he might be open to it. I know him, and contacted him, and I got an email from Moby. He said, he's in New York, and he said, I'd be honored to have, you know, my music in the film. And then we spent about 8 months going through that because he had his publishing company and his record labels. But and it was more electronic, and I was concerned that the electronic nature of it and the beats might not go with the images, or they might be something, but they worked. It's just, it was meant to be. So it came together.
Persia White had this to say about Earthlings and its director.
Sean Monson is an amazing director, and I love every aspect of what he did with Earthlings as far as it goes for weaving together the images with the music and the writing and the narrative. And the narrative is one of the most important parts to me, because if you don't understand what we're trying to show you, we're not trying to shock or scare you or show you disturbing footage. We're trying to tell a story here. And Joaquin's voice mixed with, you know, Sean's words was perfect, I think so.
The immense cruelty involved in fur and leather production defies belief. Sean Monson addressed this issue in his documentary.
The fashion industry amazes me because these designers, they're amazing. They're tremendous. They're so gifted. I mean, I have no fault recognizing their skill in designing clothing, for instance. Why they feel that animal is the quintessential, be-all, end-all, holy grail of source material baffles me. That need to have the alligator boot or the python bag or something exotic. And so you think about this and you think, you guys can design bags and clothes and jackets and pants and stuff out of anything. Textiles of all kinds, man-made materials, hemp, whatever the case may be. Make it look fantastic, really.
Sean Monson's Earthlings has undoubtedly saved the lives of countless animals by helping people make the shift to a plant-based diet and a more compassionate, sustainable lifestyle. Please join us next Tuesday on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for part two of our interview with Sean Monson, who will give us further insights into this powerful film. We pray that people around the world will soon adopt the life-affirming vegan diet, thus ensuring their own health and that of our planet and animal co-inhabitants. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all animals live in lasting peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stopanimalcruelty.